sola dentro casa. Lei lo guarda e resta lì senza parlare. Fuori tutto accade anche senza di noi. Nel grotto spingono e si bergiano Paduan. L'anfe che sale caldo, fiotti nervi tesi. Envidia serve al banco, acqua minerale. Ondeggiano sulle ginocchia tutti uguali. Guarda lo specchio e vede in fondo che per occhi adesso c'ha due buchi neri. E nel riflesso dell'abisso vede il pozzo che rompe in due anima sua. Batte una sigaretta, rolla una cartina, mentre da dietro occhio le rosso s'avvicina. Sembra l'errore di una spinta, alza la voce. È un attimo, poi il tempo scorre più veloce. Piccino cita con l'anfibio nel torace. Rosso di sangue cade a terra, braccia a croce. Lo scaccia in faccia quando è steso, già caduto. Gli arabi scappano nel mucchio, chiede aiuto. Parte per sbaglio il colpo e fa come un rumore di petardo nel festino. S'alza lento il volo del grande tacchino. Chiude gli occhi e si avvicina sempre più vicino. L'ombra lo copre sull'asfalto senza fiato.
This episode of Audible Sounds. Before we go, just a reminder that you can catch the show every Thursday at 4 p.m. And that's all been here at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
Si è spento il sole nel mio cuore perché non ci sarà più un'altra estate d'amore. I giorni sono fredde notti per me. Senza più luce né calore, sul caldo mare che ci ha fatto incontrare, un vento gelido mi porta il dolore, la bianca luna che ci ha fatto sognare, si è spenta come il sole d'oro. Muore nell'ombra la vita, nel silenzio di tanti ricordi. Forse l'estate è finita, t'amo ancora. Si è spento il sole, chi l'ha spento sei tu. Da quando un altro dal mio cuore ti può innamorare, non mi voglio mai più e nessun'altra cercherò.
watch them making up. I feel like I'm family, Lord knows I've seen enough. She puts her hand on me, she craves a casserole. He always stops her with a resounding no. How old is that can of tuna? Flipper could be in there. She contends that he is crazy, but my life is fair. I sit on the lower shelf, I dinty more beef stew. You won't believe the way they fight, the things we could tell you. Then one awful day, the man went away. She became unhinged when on an eating binge. She ripped me open, mixed my guts with mayonnaise. She tossed me in the garbage, I lay there in a daze. Can't believe she won't recycle. Where was she on Earth Day? I could become a frying pan or a brand new Chevrolet. I am taken to the dump. You don't know how this feels. I'm in a plastic coffin on top of orange peel. All that time we spent together, now in an angry flash, I have been reduced to a useless piece of trash.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at area code 1-641-793-51. And internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, neatly summarized at slbradio.org/radio. Today, puzzles and games all morning long. And then at 10 o'clock, the Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Award honorees, the absolutely amazing quartet, featuring four teens from Franklin Regional High School. Also at 10:30, we have a number of students, 9 in all, from Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School, talking about writing and its importance in their lives. And then at 11 o'clock, Pittsburgh jazz saxophonist, composer, and good friend, Lee Robinson, and the quartet Iska, all today on the Saturday Light Brigade, with a pop quiz coming up in just a moment. Thanks for being here early for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh.
I got a pocket for my keys, pocket for my cash, one for my ticket, in case I got to leave town fast. My favorite pocket, you know the one I'm thinking of, is the pocket in my heart for your love. The pocket in my heart for your love. I got a pocket for my pen, one for my book, pocket for my glasses when I got to get a better look. But my favorite pocket, said it from the start, is the pocket for your love inside my heart. The pocket for your love inside my heart. Before I met you, baby, I had a pocket full of cares. Last time I looked, there wasn't any there. I got a pocket for my comb, pocket for my candy bar, one for my passport when I'm traveling that far. But my favorite pocket fits just like a glove, is the pocket in my heart for your love. The pocket in my heart for your love. Since I met you, baby, I've been having so much fun writing love songs, and this one's almost done. I got a pocket for my watch, a pocket for my silver flask, one for my wallet with the family photographs. And my favorite pocket, said it from the start, is the pocket for your love inside my heart. The pocket for your love inside my heart. I got a pocket for my cough drops, pocket for my handkerchief. Before I gave it up, I had a pocket for my spliff. And my favorite pocket, you know the one I'm thinking of, is the pocket in my heart for your love. The pocket in my heart for your love. Talking about love pocket. Love pocket. I got it. Love pocket.
That's Saturday Light Brigade, there's a song. It seems like it wrote itself, doesn't it? Pockets by Eric Bibb from his 2008 album called On Board here at today's Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for meeting us here. Good morning to Tom. I see you just emailed us moments ago with a pop quiz answer. Also, good morning to Russ, checking in early today. Tommy is here. And I'll mention more about these messages in just a little bit. Here's hoping you had a good week. Our students from Manchester Academic Charter School finished out a week of activity with us to finish out a whole year of working together. We also had regular meetups in the Youth Media Center. Of our Pittsburgh Youth Media Corps. We spent time finishing up a school year project with a group called Abiding Missions at the West End. We did a lot of planning for the summer. A couple special after-school workshops, one on dramatic writing, and one called Sad Songs of Summer. Both a great deal of fun. We met with Community College of Allegheny County to get ready for some new activities together. And I would encourage you, when you get a chance, to visit neighborhoodvoices.org. At neighborhoodvoices.org, you can see a lot of the culminating photographs and hear a lot of audio created throughout the course of the past few months. It's really worth listening to. I've been listening to a lot of those features. I don't always hear them before they're published because we have such talented people working alongside of me with students. And there are just some absolutely terrific pieces. And I hope you'll stop by and listen. neighborhoodvoices.org. We will give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in just a second. Our pop quiz is here to challenge you.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Well, it is time now to open this morning's pop quiz and see what it has to offer. The word art is presented for your study as an example of a three-letter word with letters that can be rearranged to form at least two others. Art can be rearranged to form rat and also tar. Our pop quiz challenges you to come up with five more three-letter words with letters that can be rearranged to form two other words. Each of your answers should be a three-letter word followed by the two words derived from rearranging its letters. Make sense? Once again, art is an example of a three-letter word whose letters can be rearranged to form two other three-letter words. Art can yield rat and can also be rearranged to give you tar. And you are invited to see if you can come up with five other three-letter words that have that same characteristic. When you come up with your five, I do hope you'll share them with us. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Good luck. That's our pop quiz for this morning. Saturday Light Brigade Charge awaits you once you come up with your five words. You can share them with us at 412-200-5975 by telephone or text, or 1-888-752-7234.
It's another happy April to every happy fool. You move through my dreams like a trout moves through a pool. Sure, I will do anything, but I blush at the reverie. Sleep will come and go with me. She always was a painter, and she left me her suitcase. And I still remember the soft lines of her drunken face as she stood there in my doorway like a cat up in a tree. Sleep will come and go with me. Farm in Wisconsin for a driftless man. Supper on the table and a lover's tender hands. Though she leaves my salt and wood smoke for a job in the city, sleep will come and go with me. Take you with my children through the clover to the creek. When Orion's gone a-hunting through the fields our wishes seek, where we all can love each other like sugar in our tea. Sleep will come and go with me. Wild fling is over, and a cold wind brings the dawn to rows of parking meters and the shadow of a blonde who is standing by the wild ride in a pointless dream. Sleep will come and go with me, and it's another happy April to every happy fool. You move through my dreams like a trout moves through a pool. Sure, I will do anything, but I blush at the reverie. Sleep will come and go with me.
the story of my family history. Now I'll never get back what they once thought of me. Up to now it's all been made up make-believe that I've told so many times I started to believe it too. Don't water my whiskey down. Freedom is a hoax. It rode here on a boat like a huddled up mass that screwed up the winning pass in a championship game where no one knows your name. But aren't we all to blame as we all call the play? Whiskey down. If whiskey was a river and I was a duck, I'd sink down to the bottom. I would never come back up. Swim with the fishes, way too wasted to speak. Tell them all my secrets, let my soul spring a leak.
Pride of Parkersburg, West Virginia, recorded live September 29th, 2018, here in our studios. Tom and McCandless mentioned that he was enjoying listening to Todd at sobradio.org/radio just before this morning's program started, and I thought you might enjoy hearing another song from him. Greg Brown did the tune Sleeper. And we are in the midst of solving this morning's pop quiz, and we have quite a few answers. We are looking for three-letter words whose letters can be rearranged to form other three-letter words. Now, Barb and Tom have quite a few. They're in Stallstown. He said, we had some interesting discussions as we worked on them. Can we use pronouns? Can we use business names? Acronyms. So theirs include some poetic license. That's totally fine. May Yam and Amy, and Den and Ned, Lem, Mel, and Elm. Here's one where apostrophes are required. Sit, it's, maybe, maybe not, and tis. Car, arc, and RCA. And finally, my personal favorite on their list, ape, P, and EPA. Those are creative and great. Here are some that are not controversial, at least not as controversial, because the words are pure words. And they come from Tom. Now can form own and one, W-O-N. Apt can become pat and tap. And then a couple here, one becoming eon and N-O-E, which I need to look up, and saw becoming was and A-W-S. I think N-O-E is Norwegian, but we'll take it. Mark has apt becoming pat and tap. Bro becoming rob and orb. Ron becoming earn and ner. Eight becoming T-T-E-A and eat. He also has bra becoming bar and rab. Good morning to Mike and Angie and Mars. Good to have you aboard today. Good morning to Dust Bowl Jack also. And to John and Economy. Russ in North Carolina has opt becoming pot and top, apt becoming pat and tap, own becoming now and one, pal becoming lap and alp, eat becoming eight, and T, era, becoming ear, and A-R-E, R. Ram becoming arm and mar. These are all pure words. Rat becoming art and tar. And then some rearrangements that he says are a little dubious, but use some poetic license. Sit becoming its and tis. Act becoming cat and tack, as in tic-tac. Bus becoming sub and a USB port. Tan becoming ant and an at. Especially for Pittsburgh. Linda of the dynamic duo has pat, tap, and apt. One, neo and eon. Very good. Pot, top, and opt. It's sit and tis and one now and own. Eva has eat, T and eight, oft, pot and top, pat, tap and apt, mar, arm and ram, pow, lap and alp. Excellent. Tommy has pot, top and opt, arm, mar and ram, own one and now, ap, tap and pat, ant, tan and nat, eat, T and eight. Jim in Crafton Heights added sap and spa and asp. And he had eat and its variations, pat and its variations, plus now and pot. Dan in Squirrel Hill had a few. Vivian had variations of eat, ear, top, apt, and opt. As we get later in our listings, some of these are ones we've already heard. Kathy has arc, car and rack, R-A-C, and arm, mar, and ram, the others we mentioned before, but she had seven altogether. Well done, Kathy. And finally, Sue in South Park had a variation on pot, pat, eat, bat, tab, and A-B-T. A-B-T. Now I've got to look that up. And then she had four other ones. Is ABT a word? It's a company name and an abbreviation. And Mike. Mike has a lot. Apt, Pat, and Tap. This is Ralph and Cora's dad and Jenny's husband, or Jessica's husband. Apt, Pat, and Tap. Up, Bot, and Top. Ort, Tor, and Rot. Ent, Net, and Ten. Art, Tar, Rat. T, Eat, Eight. Out, Pow, Lap, and Now, Own, One. Well done. Oh, and John has some here, too. Variations of apt, eight, r, arm, Amy, alp, bin, IBN, and nib, and then now own, and one, and arg, gar, and rag. Thank you for playing along with us this morning. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Oh, there we was, both of us together, one each end and steady as you go. Tried to lift it, couldn't even shift it, we was getting nowhere. And so we had a cup of tea, all right, says Fred. Give a shout to Charlie, up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, he begins complaining, we was getting nowhere. And so we had a cup of tea, then Charlie has a think, and he says, we ought to take off all the handles and the things what holds the candles. But it didn't all good, well, I never thought it would. All right, says Fred, have to take the feet off. Took the feet off, didn't take them off. Took the feet off, even took the seat off. Should have got us somewhere, but no. So Fred says, let's have another cup of tea, and we said, righto. All right, says Fred, have to take the door down, need more room to shift the so-and-so. Had bad twinges, taken off the hinges, and it got us nowhere. And so we had a cup of tea on. All right, says Fred, have to take the wall down, that there wall is gonna have to go. Took the wall down, even with it all down, we was getting nowhere. And so we had a cup of tea, then Charlie has a think, and he says, look, Fred, I've got a sort of feeling, if we remove the ceiling with a rope or two, we could drop the blighter through. All right, says Fred, climbing up the ladder with his crowbar, give it a mighty blow. Was he in trouble? Half a ton of rubble landed on the top of his dome. So Charlie and me had another cup of tea, and then we went home.
That's Steve Gillette and Cindy Mangson with Right Said Fred, requested for Tommy. John Prine by request coming up in just a little bit. We were talking last hour about three-letter words. ABT, I was saying that's a company. Also, for those who speak text speak, ABT is often used to abbreviate about. I should have caught that. A few just coming in, Larry in Elwood City, good morning, said if we can count BTU for British thermal units or brittle thermos units, we could have BTU, tub, and the conjunction but. Stu and McCandless, good morning, Stu. Has spa, asp, and SAP, or SAP, if you're an IT professional, which Stu is. ARM, MAR, and RAM. Also a bit of the IT in there with the ARM or with RAM. Or those are pure words too, ARM and MAR and RAM. And Patrick in South Park has BAT, ABT, and TAB. And a few other variations that we've already mentioned this morning. Thank you, Patrick. And good morning to Pudge and Mrs. Pudge in Lamartine. Nice to have you with us today. In just a moment, we'll give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's History Riddle.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's PAIR.com.
In case you missed last week's on-air segments, featuring the Intoto Community Resource Center, Youth Flash Fiction, Pittsburgh Musical Theater, and Manalo and Rev Ezra, they are all available on demand at neighborhoodvoices.org. Now, here comes this morning's History Riddle. She was born in Grand Rapids on June 10th, 1922. Her birth name was Frances Ethel, but it was later changed to one more familiar to you. One of her many films featured her serenading a photo of Clark Gable. Her music and films remain a constant, although her career was sadly less than stable. (412) 200-5975. If you would like to take a guess at solving this morning's History Riddle, this is one, if you know, you probably know, right? Again, she was born in Grand Rapids on June 10th, 1922, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, by the way. Her birth name was Frances Ethel, but it was later changed to one more familiar to you. One of her many films featured her serenading a photo of Clark Gable. Her music and films remain a constant, although her career was sadly less than stable. (412) 200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. I see John and Carrick, Tom and McCandless, and Kathy and Ty and Nessa have already come up with the correct answer off the air. We'll give you a little time to think about it, and then we'll reveal the correct answer a little bit later. Tommy in Virginia just got it as well.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn.
And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Edry Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. And the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, then they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lays? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Paint the sun and the moon and the stars straight down from the sky. Carve your likeness in stone down to the light that shines in your eyes. Build a church in your honor, stained glass windows facing east, loving you, loving you is my masterpiece. Love you for who you are, I love you for who you may never be. From downtown all the way up to 142nd Street, and all of my possessions mean less than the very least. Loving you, loving you is my masterpiece. There's no time like now, there's no place like here. So throw your loving arms around me, dear, and I'll lean on you like a beggar leans upon the moonlit streets. Loving you, loving you, loving you, loving you. Thank you.
That is brand new from Ben Harper. Wide Open Light, the name of the album, Masterpiece, the song, and John Prine by request with Paradise. For Dust Bowl Jack, listening in Ohio this morning. I hope Rick in Highland Park is listening. Rick, we received your letter today. And thank you very much. I can't tell you how tickled your letter made me feel. And I do mean letter, if you're wondering. Rick sent an actual piece of U.S. mail. The envelope is adorned with 11 stamps on it, ink stamps, and then a Wonder Woman Forever stamp. And some information about his activities in radio over the years. And information about Field Day that they have coming up. Rick, thank you very much. It's really a pleasure to get your kind letter. And congratulations on all the work you've been doing in the radio-related world. Just a terrific letter. Thank you very much. Were you able to solve today's puzzle? The background music right now is a big hint for you. There are a few more answers I haven't acknowledged. Jim in Blackridge got it. Kathy and Ty Nesta, I think I mentioned Linda and Collier. Mike and Mars, Bob in Washington. Russ in King, North Carolina. Tommy in North Chesterfield. Kathy and Ty Nesta, John and Carrick. Tom in McCandless. All coming up with the correct answer to today's history riddle. We were looking for Judy Garland. Judy Garland.
Dear Mr. Gable, I am writing this to you, and I hope that you will read it so you'll know. Heart beats like a hammer, and I stutter and I stammer every time I see you at the picture show. I guess I'm just another fan of yours, and I thought I'd write and tell you so. Didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me love you, and all the time you knew it. I guess you always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times I didn't want to tell you. I think you're grand. That's true. Yes, I do. Deed, I do. You know I do. must tell you what I'm feeling. The very mention of your name sends my heart reeling. You know you made me love you.
Oh, gee, Mr. Gable, I don't want to bother you. I guess you got a lot of girls to tell you the same thing. And if you don't want to read this, well, you don't have to. But I just had to tell you about the time I saw you, and it happened one night. That was the first time I ever saw you. And I knew right then you were the nicest fella in the movies. I guess it was because you acted so, was so natural-like. Not like a real actor at all, but just like any fella you'd meet at school or at a party. And then one time I saw you in a picture with Joan Crawford. And I had to cry a little. Because you loved her so much. And you couldn't have her. Not till the end of the picture, anyway. And then one time I saw you in person. You were making a personal appearance at the theater, and I was standing there when you got out of your car, and you almost knocked me down. Oh, but it wasn't your fault. No, I was in the way. But you looked at me. And you smiled. Yeah, you smiled right at me as if you meant it. And I cried all the way home just because you smiled at me for being in your way. Oh, I'll never forget it, Mr. Gable. Honest Injun, you're my favorite actor.
I don't care what happens, let the whole world stop. As far as I'm concerned, you'll always be the top. Cause you
from 1937, that's Judy Garland. At the age of 15, she was born in Grand Rapids, Minnesota on June 10th, 1922, making today the 101st anniversary of her birth. Her birth name was Frances Ethel Gumm, G-U-M-M. But it was later changed to Judy Garland. She performed in an act called the Gumm Sisters with her sisters. And it was Georgie Jessel who suggested that they become the Garland Sisters. One of her many films featured her serenading a photo of Clark Gable, we just heard. In her music and films, Remain a Constant, known for this song, Sing Went the Strings of My Heart, The Wizard of Oz, and she had ups and downs in her career, fighting addiction and other demons, but an incredibly gifted actor and vocalist, Judy Garland, today's Hister Riddle. Thank you. Congratulations, if you knew we were looking, for Judy Garland. Another opportunity to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge is coming up in our next hour. Oh, I had some additional correct answers to mention. Joy in Washington came up with it, playing along on Facebook. And Chuck in Pleasant Hills, well done. I was thinking of a lot of those television specials that Judy Garland did late in her career. What a powerful performer she continued to be.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
Here is hoping you will let teens know about a great opportunity. You can make a radio documentary at SLV this summer if you're between 15 and 18 years of age, including recent high school graduates. You can apply to take part in a two-week media program during which you will create a broadcast-quality audio documentary with professional guidance and mentoring from SLB. Participants will learn the ins and outs of interviewing, story development, audio recording, digital editing, and more as they work in our Youth Media Center on Pittsburgh's North Side and in the field. The program is free and made possible by a grant from the Heinz Endowments. What's more, participants can earn up to $500 in stipends on completion of the program. Space is limited. Applications are due on July 20th. And for additional information, you can go to tinyurl.com/SLBSummerDocs. tinyurl.com/SLBSummerDocs. Please spread the word. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
Long as you're looking good, you can win the admiration of the common population. You can be a star, long as you're looking good. You have made the main connection. You can take the next election. Don't care who you are. Don't have to know a thing. Just look like you're a sensation. Don't have to dance or sing to get that standing ovation. Long as you're looking good, let that be your main credential. You'll get treatment preferential. It's a rule that's still essentially ironclad. Remember, you can't look bad long as you're looking good. Looking good. You can tell the world to shove it, show them crap and make them love it. You can run their life long as you're looking good. They'll believe you walk on water, even trust you with their daughter, sometimes with their wife. Just leave them mesmerized, give their eyes a picture to play with. You'd be so surprised how much you can get away with, long as you're looking good. You can show up late for dinner, play the saint or play the sinner, a blank, a crank, a rank beginner, or just a kid. Remember, you can't look bad long as you're looking, long as you're looking good.
Bob Doreau and David Frischberg here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Our crossword puzzle of the air is coming up in a few moments. I'd like to take a moment and thank you for being here with us. Maybe it's just today, if it's your first time listening, thank you for doing so. You're welcome to call us, you can text us, you can participate in real time. We are here live on the radio with you today. Maybe you're here occasionally when you're in Pennsylvania or Ohio, or when you're doing a particular drive and you know you can tune into the radio.